This is John Batchelor, the King Charles Report, with my good friend and colleague, Gregory Copley. The King, in recovery, is exceedingly energetic. Recently visiting cancer survivors, he popped out of a little shop and surprised everyone. But more to the point, the King is doing what the Prime Minister is unable to do right now, which is to bring the nation together. Galvanizing is the fancy word. The King to Auschwitz. The King to this small affair of people who had suffered from cancer and were on the road to recovery, as is the King. The King speaking everywhere and very active all the time at his various residences and celebrating being alive. I agree, that is the feeling you have after surviving cancer. Every day is perfect. The King is doing his job perfectly. More of this later.
So totally surprised everyone. They were in a little cafe and he went in through the back and came out of the kitchen door to greet all these people who were current and former cancer sufferers, and really was able to identify with them. So he's been doing all of these sorts of things apart from going over to Poland. And what he's been doing is absolutely once again galvanizing the country in a human way and in ways which the government of the United Kingdom presently cannot do. So Keir Starmer is embattled with massive amounts of difficulty. He's only 6 months into his rule, and he's under pressure and probably won't last much longer.